Look, I'd like to ask my mother why I'm here. Straddling one thigh of her bell-bottom jeans, listening to her whisper, "Look, look, sweetie," in my ear. But I can't stop staring at our fat cat, Walina, ancestor of every cat that ever roamed that house. As she blinks back at me, licks between her claws, then turns again to eating the clear, vein-laced skin stretched over the faces of her babies squirming in a pulled-out dresser drawer. I'd like to ask, but this is back before anything means anything, when it all just is, and even the squinting kittens are like a game my mother made up to pass the drizzly afternoon. Back in the cold, dark evening of childhood, where I'm always alone, watching Walina close her mouth around the runt, the sleepy one, the one too weak to butt its head against her, that meows and meows, though no sound comes out, when she drops it outside the drawer. This is in the oldest room of the house behind my eyelids, where the world began, where a light bulb pops and flickers over everything, and no one ever comes to stop the kitten from dragging its sack of blood all over the white linoleum.